Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, May 14th, second show of the day for y'all. How expensive will Trevor Lawrence's new contract be? In case you didn't know, these quarterbacks are out here getting paid. Jared Goff just got $53 million per year, second most in the NFL from an average annual value standpoint, AAV. We're waiting on more details to be shared on that one when it comes to the guarantees, all that fun stuff. But it gets you thinking, just how much is Trevor Lawrence going to make on his second contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars? We're going to dive into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now, become a channel member right here on YouTube. So, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, we know they are negotiating a new contract currently. The good news for everyone is, Jaguars fans out there at least, Trevor Lawrence is under contract through 2025. It's not like if the Jaguars don't get this contract done for whatever reason during this 2024 offseason that they're going to lose him. He's not going anywhere. He's not. He's sticking around in Jacksonville for the long term. But the longer you wait, the more it costs. That's just how it goes. I think Jared Goff's deal might have some minor impact on the Lawrence deal, but I already believed that Trevor would set the market when he gets his new contract, and I don't think that that has changed. Like, maybe Jared Goff raises some other quarterbacks' paydays. I already thought Trevor Lawrence would be the highest paid quarterback when he gets his deal. Jared Goff is currently the second highest paid quarterback behind Joe Burrow. So again, I don't think it moves the needle all that much. I really don't. I think it kind of could potentially set into motion some other quarterbacks getting paid, which could raise Trevor Lawrence's price tag, right? There's other quarterbacks out there on the market that need new paydays, that need new contracts, that could exceed what Joe Burrow has and obviously could exceed what Jared Goff got. So I don't really think that has changed all that much. It is wild that he's getting $53 million per year, Jared Goff. He's played really well for the Lions. I don't know that he's one of the 5 or 10 most dynamic quarterbacks in the league in terms of what they can do for you on a given play, you know, outside of the X's and O's. But within the X's and O's, Jared Goff has been fantastic for them. Again, there are some other quarterbacks that are due new contracts that could also set the market. So again, the longer you wait, the more it costs, which is why it makes sense for the Jaguars to get this deal done as soon as possible. And I know some fans out there that kind of are not super happy with the way the season ended, or they've always just been a little down on Trevor. They're not happy that he hasn't, in their minds, been a number one overall pick type of player. Why would you pay Trevor that much? He's not the best quarterback in the league. No, he's not the best quarterback in the league. But that's simply not how quarterback contracts work, as evidenced by Jared Goff becoming the second highest paid quarterback in the league. You set the market with Trevor Lawrence this year, and in a year or two, he's going to be back towards the bottom of the top 10 in the league. That's just how it works. And so when you're deciding, are we paying our quarterback or not? I think the factors are age, obviously, for how much you're going to pay him, what you expect out of him in the near future, and do you believe he's your franchise quarterback?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
That's the ultimate question. Do you believe that you have a franchise quarterback on your roster? If you believe that, you pay him. That's how it goes in the NFL. And the Jaguars, Doug Peterson, Trent Baalke, Shad Khan, Tony Khan, they know Trevor Lawrence is their franchise quarterback. I know it. Trevor Lawrence knows it. Anyone with half a brain that watches football every single week knows it. So you pay him now, you save some money down the road. That's how it works. My guess is that Trevor Lawrence's deal, if he is the next quarterback to get the bag, right? Because again, I mentioned there's some other quarterbacks that could get paid this offseason. And if those deals come in before Trevor Lawrence and they reset the market, then you're talking about Lawrence making even more potentially, right? But my expectation is that if Trevor Lawrence is the next quarterback to get paid, he will just barely exceed what Joe Burrow is getting. And part of that is the fact that Joe Burrow's deal is aged a little bit now. It didn't happen this offseason. So when you talk about percentage of cap that that player is costing, I think that Trevor Lawrence's deal will exceed Joe Burrow's in terms of average annual value and fully guaranteed money, but probably actually be a little bit less when it comes down to the percentage of the cap that it cost at the time of signing, right? So I think it'll be just over $55 million, which is where Joe Burrow is right now per year. Just over $146.5 million fully guaranteed. When you talk about average annual value, that's really not the most important thing in these contracts. The guaranteed money is what it comes down to most often. Fully guaranteed money. And Deshaun Watson got like his whole contract fully guaranteed, which is just insane. That's not happening. But you're getting closer and closer to that. And I think when you talk about Trevor, I believe it'll be over $55 million. I think it will be just over $146.5 million fully guaranteed to get him to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Is Trevor Lawrence a perfect quarterback right now? No, he is not. But if you're starting a team, let's say there was a fantasy draft for all the NFL players. NFL's resetting. It's like Madden franchise mode, right? If you're starting a team, I promise there are not more than a handful of quarterbacks that most talent evaluators would rather have than Trevor Lawrence. Point blank, period. So you pay the man, you get the deal done early, you reap the rewards later when you're not paying him quite as much as some of the other guys because you got the deal done early. And he will be one of those quarterbacks, and Shad Khan will be one of those owners where you can restructure things every year if you want to save some cap, get Lawrence some extra money, signing bonuses, all that good stuff, roster bonuses. You move money around, you make it work to support him with more talent around him on the roster. That's absolutely going to be a part of this factor, or factor into part of this contract, I should say. You know, Trevor Lawrence in his second season, he was absolutely magnificent in the back half of the season and in the playoffs, led the team on a historic run. In his third season, he was balling out until he started getting destroyed by injuries. You know, he was ravaged by injuries, and so were the Jaguars as a whole. If you're going to hold that against him, that's on you. I don't think you should. To me, he is absolutely your guy in Jacksonville. Go get the deal done. Bottom line. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube, get some nice perks. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.